Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Companies to watch.
So this is something new that we're going to try every Thursday, where we highlight a global company that's making the news, and we're trying to discuss the sentiment around that company, what it means for investors, and potentially what it means for Singapore as well.
And this week, it's not just one company, but an entire sector. Yeah. That's set to be affected by the URA announcement on prolonged options to purchase, or OTPs.
Yeah, in case you missed it, the new rule came into force on Monday. Basically, it prevents developers from continually reissuing OTPs to home buyers who are struggling to line up finance.
So the question is, what does the news mean for property companies here in Singapore, and how are they reacting on the ground?
So I'll tell you what, let's chat with someone from the largest real estate agency with over 7,300 associates, which provides professional housing services and solutions. We're speaking with Jack Chua, the Chief Executive Officer at ERA Singapore. Jack, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Very exciting week for you. Lots of adjustment, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's right. Now, listen, before the rule kicked in, Jack, what was the contribution of reissued OTPs to sales here?
Actually, I really don't know exactly how many of these cases are reissue cases. But however, if you read from all the reporting, it seems that there are cases that's why the government are alert to implement the policy to handle the issue.
I'm guessing the OTPs were one of the factors that were propping up these private home sales figures, right?
Yeah, correct. So I believe that most of these cases happen in those balance units after the launches. Hmm. Okay, like the new project launches will not have this issue. I mean, take example, I mean, you know that over the weekend, there's a newly launched project called Penrose, which has sold about more than 70% of the 566 units. I must say that none of these are reissue cases, so there's nothing in the launch project.
Okay. Jack, I mean, it's been a couple of days now, four, since this new rule came into force. What's it like on the ground? I mean, how have developer or property buyer clients, how have they reacted, especially on day one?
Okay. I suppose that the policy was implemented on the 28th September. Mm-hmm. Okay. All developers follow the guideline, so there's no reissue of auction. But in fact, immediately after the announcement, you know that the Real Estate Developer Association appeal to the government to consider this group of genuine upgrader. Okay, that's this group of genuine upgrader. Okay, they appeal to the government to allow them to defer the payment of ABSD, the additional stamp duty, for 6 months.
Yes.
Because in the old policy, this group of upgrader, they need to require to pay the ABSD first, then get the remission, okay, if they sell their existing property within the 6 months. Okay. So I think the reissue cases, okay, is a bypass of this old policy, because they allow this group of people to book first without paying the ABSD, because they defer the signing of the exercise of option. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now the association is appealed to the government to consider to allow this group of people to defer the payment of ABSD.
But I mean, at the end of the day, it's allowing or sort of enabling transaction to still move forward, because, you know, people need time frame to gather their finances or to be put in place. But this one is a bit strict. This new rule is like, if you don't have the money, you know, you can't upgrade or you can't buy property. Is it fair to assess it that way?
I don't think the government policies say you cannot buy. The issue is, if you really want to upgrade, and let's wait for a while until your financials are in place.
Sure.
Then you start to buy, rather than you buy and hold it there and try to sort out all the issue, then you exercise it.
Okay.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So I've got a couple of quick questions. How are you guys as agents, how are you managing this? And then how many buyers is this actually affecting?
She said offhand, I really don't have the figure that affected. But again, if you look at it under the term, okay, you exercise within the 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Okay, of the sales, after the sales and purchase agreement. So there is a 3 week time for you to do that. And of course, before you really commit to buy, okay, I believe that you have gone through a financial calculation, everything before you book the unit. So actually, there are sufficient time for you to do all this.
All right. In terms of the timing, I mean, do you think with the appeal that's gone on or that's going on, is there a likelihood that you know, things can improve or things might be tweaked if, let's say, the economy recovers?
Before this policy was implemented, there are quite a lot of dialogue between the government
right.
and the private sector. In fact, we also have write in to the government to appeal to the government for this group of buyer. I suppose their stand is, if you really cannot commit now, why not do it later?
Okay.
Rather than you need to commit now.
Yeah, I think the question on a lot of people's lips is also then, you know, in terms of the net impact of this, is it going to cool the housing market, the property market?
Oh, yeah.
If you look at it, the sum is still zero sum because those who can buy, have the ability to buy, will still carry on with the purchase. Okay? This only affects those who are currently have no ability to buy.
Mm.
Okay? Then this buyer will still come in the market when they are ready.
Mm.
So actually, the amount of buyer is still the same. It's only the timing is different.
Right. Okay, I get it now. You know, in summary, really, at the end of the day, is a bit of discouraging uncertain buyers from taking unnecessary risks. So when you're more certain, you come in. Any thoughts on the extension of validity of the OTP by up to 12 weeks? Previously, I believe it was 8 weeks. Is 12 weeks a more realistic timeline for buyers?
I suppose that this extension is to cater for like last-minute issue.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Like example, maybe your loan is not approved. Okay, due to certain documentation, so you need some time to do that. So the time will be, I mean, sufficient to cater for this last minute. But if you say that you want to buy then sell later. Okay, you buy now and sell your existing property late, then I think this 12 weeks may not be sufficient.
Mm.
So you really have to do your timing correctly.
Wow, it's tough.
Yeah, I mean, I want to ask one of those crucial questions when it comes to property. Has any of this affected valuations?
I don't think valuation will be affected because basically valuation is reflect the value of the property, not so much about this. Okay, but if you look at overall activity, okay, I believe that if you take 10 row as an example, okay, there's no reissue option. And if your product is good and your pricing is reasonable, there are still many genuine buyers in the market.
Mm.
Okay, the buyer are still there. Mm. It's only the timing of the commitment maybe have to spread out over a period of time. Because when you're ready, then you commit. Rather than you commit now and get yourself ready later.
Okay, then if you're saying that the buyers are still there and it's just a case of timing and when you can really jump in to commit, does this affect your overall take on the outlook for the property market for at least the fourth quarter or even next year? Does it affect your view?
I still feel that there are genuine buyers in the market. Okay, so it's whether your product is suitable for them. So you are able to single out the right product and also able to advise them how they spread out their financial burden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I believe that they are still buyer. So, I mean, the total number of buyer is still there.
Okay.
It's only maybe the timing of commitment may be spread out a little bit. So I think may not really affect the market that drastically.
So then property agents now have to be a bit more savvy in financial advisement because of timing that has to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, that's right.
Expanding
make
the job
sure
scope.
You are proven. Yeah, rather than you commit and no money to buy.
True, fair point. We've been speaking with Jack Chua, Chief Executive Officer at ERA Singapore. Jack, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Take care and stay
thank
safe.
Thank you so much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.